Power, Pride, and Spirituality. Part 2. Power, Good or Bad? Some people feel that, unquestionably, power is good because with it we accomplish great and wonderful things. Other people feel that, unquestionably, power is bad because people in power are cruel, oppressive, and corrupt. As worldly power increases, morality often decreases. Power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Great men are almost always bad men. Written in a letter by Lord Acton, 1887. However, it is not power itself that corrupts. What corrupts is a system of rewards and punishments in which immorality is rewarded and morality is punished. Such a system has been in place for thousands of years. Somehow, immorality got control at the top and has propagated itself. Because of our jungle mentality, when people think of power, they usually think of physical strength, weapons, wealth, or political power. Some think also of paranormal powers acquired by shamans, magicians, or saints who are feared and held in awe. However, any skill, ability, or outstanding quality is actually a type of power. The ability to influence other people accompanies beauty, charm, a quick wit, oratorship, leadership, social status, who one knows, or expert knowledge. Mechanical ability allows us to build bridges and repair vehicles. Intellectual acuity helps us learn quickly and remember what we learn and observe. Artistic and musical ability allow us to stir people's hearts. Emotional intelligence and psychic abilities allow us to understand people and their motives, and hopefully to navigate situations in life more easily. Great feats require great willpower and persistence. To acquire any type of power, we must sacrifice something. In fact, we must sacrifice time, money, or something to acquire anything. For good health, we sacrifice culinary indulgences and brush our teeth. For strength, we sacrifice being a couch potato for lifting weights. For a degree, we sacrifice party time for study time. For a regular paycheck, we sacrifice our time and schedule. For a stable, lifelong marriage, we sacrifice our freedom to mate with others. For a child, we sacrifice much of our lives for the next 30 years. For fame or stardom, people often sacrifice relationships, conscience, or integrity. For paranormal powers, people sacrifice many years to engage in strict discipline. Like champion athletes, violinist Itzhak Perlman practices 9 hours per day. An enthusiast once exclaimed, "I would give my whole life to be able to play the violin like you." He replied simply, "I have." All abilities we can acquire have certain benefits and are rightly regarded as powers of various kinds. Any power can be used in service of goodness or in service of evil. Knives are used by surgeons and by murderers. Power can be used toward spiritual progress or toward spiritual regression. Any ability can be used for a good purpose one day and a bad purpose the next. One person can use an ability for a good purpose, while another person can use that same ability for a nefarious purpose. Power in itself is neither good nor bad, neither moral nor immoral, neither spiritual and holy, nor wicked and base. How someone uses a particular ability can be good or bad, spiritual and holy, or wicked and base. Power itself has no ability to make a person moral or immoral. Only human beings can be moral or immoral by choice. Unmitigated awe of power is unwise. Disdain for power is also unwise. All power is good when used for a good purpose at an appropriate time and place, yet any power can be used to harm. We need to examine each and every person and situation to determine whether an ability is used for good or ill or both. Power of any kind comes with responsibility. The greater the power, the greater the responsibility. We all bear responsibility for how we use our powers, great or small. We also bear responsibility for neglecting to use our powers,